Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
The redefinition of marriage is clashing head-on with citizens' First Amendment rights and freedom to live and work according to their beliefs. Today, the United States Supreme Court heard oral arguments in the Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights. Nate Gross, Policy Director with NFA, joins me on the program today. Nate, this is probably the most important religious freedom case in our lifetime, isn't it?
Karen, I think you're absolutely right. Today was a historic day. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments for, as you said, one of the most significant religious freedom cases of our lifetime. And while the person at the center of this case, Jack Phillips, the Christian cake artist from Colorado, was the one appearing before our 9 Supreme Court justices, his case is going to have a profound impact on all Americans. This is about the ability of everyone to live and work according to their deeply held beliefs. And so we are really hoping that the Supreme Court will do the right thing in upholding our constitutional freedoms and apply the law fairly, and that ultimately we will see justice for Jack and that our First Amendment rights will be affirmed.
This case ruling will probably not come out until the end of June, and so I encourage our listeners to be praying for the 9 Supreme Court justices. You know, when you enter the Supreme Court Eastern Portal, there is a statue of Moses holding the 10 Commandments. And it's such a reminder to us that religious liberty is a part of our First Amendment rights. It's what this nation was founded on. So please be in prayer for all of the justices that they will rule in righteousness and that our freedoms will be protected.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.